It's my pleasure to visit with you tonight, especially those who are leaving the room. Maybe they will come back. If Greg was fast, I'll try to do it even faster. I should mention, Tommy didn't allow me to use the computer to read my notes, and I will not be able to read my handwriting now, so that will make it even faster than that. I will go right into it so we can get going. The topic is infrared temperature sensing of roller or sojin in ginseng, of course. The roller in a Pima gin, of course. I should mention that the installations we performed that past season, and that past summer, one of them is still running, were both in California, so that is the pictures and such mostly concentrate on the roller gins. The objectives or the and or the motivations were, of course, to preserve the rollers or the saws, to extend their life. They're obviously not inexpensive, and definitely to reduce the possibilities of fires. And as you may guess, my motivation was the trivial answer, which has some dollar signs in front of as a prefix. The sensor, the infrared sensor, has the following characteristics. That is the sensor which I chose to deploy in order to perform that function. Number one, it is remotely mounted and non-contact. That in contrast to some other options which requires contact with the rotating roller, which you can imagine would not work as well. I also wanted to have a fixed mount, unlike some of the other installations where you have a moving sensor scanning the roller. And I've heard about some issues on that mechanism. And the other aspect of selecting the sensors were the angle of view, and that is relates to the area in which the temperature is measured, or the coverage area of that sensor. As you can imagine, the narrower the angle, the smaller the area the sensor is looking at, giving you higher or more density at a particular location. However, you need more sensors, so there's some kind of a trade-off between the number of sensors and the angle at which the sensor is operating at. I will touch a little bit later, if we have any time left here, on that. This is kind of a sketch view of the roller or the saw, where you have those circles representing the area at which each of the sensors is looking at. I should mention that the sensor itself has a profile of a curved bell that is, it gets most of the radiation from the center of that circle and lesser amount from the periphery, and it obviously covers some areas outside those circles, which you will see later on will cause some problems getting lower temperature than the actual temperature inside or at the center, of course. We installed last year three sensors across the rollers, and that diameter was approximately a foot, or maybe 14 inches. This is, I would say, the 50% power reception for the sensor. This is one of the original designs of the sensor here. Which is in the middle of that white circle, and mounted on a 2x2-inch box, mounted on a bridge, as shown here, on the structure of the ginseng in the back. There's two different views here, and these are the three sensors mounted across that bar, looking down into the roller, which is located here in this picture, and in here with that picture. I don't know if you can see that cursor, but if you don't, we can discuss that later. The control is fairly simple. This is one of the smaller installation with only two gin stands with a PLC and some contacts. We used the graphic display to present the data. Multiple screens were shown. Here is the summary showing the multiple gin stands. Each of the gin stands has three sensors, so each of the numbers are shown separately on each of the squares. On the right, the circles represent the status of the particular gin stand, whether it's green for running relatively cool, yellow getting warm or too warm, and red when it's overly heated. And at that time, we actually shut down the gin stand until the temperature goes down, and then the gin can restart it. For safety purposes, we designed a mechanism here that the gin has to come in and touch the screen at the particular location on the right here to get it started again. So wouldn't get a situation where the gin is running, starting by itself, where possibly somebody's trying to fix or clean something in the back and getting surprised motion. The controller is obviously used for data calculations. The sensors transmit voltage, which is a nonlinear characteristic, has nonlinear characteristics in relation to the actual temperature. So the actual temperature has to be calculated. We also had to adjust or correct the readings to compensate for the cold areas outside on the periphery of the of those circles I showed you before, which required some additional calibration. And the threshold adjustment, of course, to allow the ginner to select the temperature at which he wants the ginston to be turned off. That was set in a specific fashion, which we had like three different zones. The green zone, where the temperature is cool enough or normal. The yellow zone, which we set for anywhere between 25 to 50 degrees, telling the ginner that the roller are getting warm or too warm. Sometimes they can do something about it, sometimes they don't. Obviously, they can speed up the gin stands to cool it off. And once it hits the threshold, the gin stand is stopped by stopping the feed, keeping the roller still running. Let's see what the next slide is telling us. During operation, obviously, it's not magic to tell that we've seen lower operating temperature, especially in a gin where higher temperature was kind of a norm. People are running close to the threshold. Using the system saved the operator quite a bit of overheating conditions. We also have an issue of shutdowns. When you have a number of gin stands in a row and you keep moving around back and forth and you not always can tell which gin stand is off and which one is on, you either need to watch the screen or possibly need to install some lighting, blinking lights, to indicate that the gin stand is getting hot or is turned off, so you wouldn't waste a lot of time trying to discover that it has been idling for 5 or 10 minutes. That's something we consider improvement for the coming year. And the system also have helped the ginner identify variations in the temperature from one side of the gin stand to the other, thing which is normally associated with adjustment or alignment of the sauce. And we was talking with the management of that particular installation. He definitely made those statements, so significant reductions in roller replacement, which is the main motivation here. And The second, of course, significant reduction in fires, especially those caused by overheating of the rollers. This was the first year of operation, and we definitely have some more work to do to assess the temperature accuracy and determine how to measure those accuracies. As you may have experienced sometimes, or most of the time, the roller will have areas of high temperature and low temperature, and there could be just a few inches of separation between one or the other. It's not a very good temperature conductor, the roller themselves. We also may consider using the measurement of the temperature as a mean to control the speed of the ginning or the feed rate. Higher feed rate will actually drop the temperatures, as you may know. And of course, trying to figure out what will be the best or perfect or optimal spacing between the sensors so it will have a nice coverage without increasing the complexity of the system, yet performing those functions as indicated. In a quick rundown here on some of the other systems we produce, one of them is the incoming flow control for module feeder. On the right is our moisture restoration for seed cotton. On the bottom is leaf grade analyzer, taking picture on the lens slide and giving you a leaf count. On the left is another a new moisture sensing for lint and seed cotton, which we have introduced this year, with a presentation you may have listened to yesterday, using optical sensor to measure the density, by doing so eliminating the variation due to the amount of pressure applied with the lint on a plate. And on the top right is our infamous microwave moisture sensor with a new display showing profiles and history. And this picture is a repeating of what we had before. And of course, we also have the cotton yield managers for cotton strippers. I appreciate your patience. I did make it pretty fast. If anybody has any questions, I'll be here to answer. Thank you very much.